Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
There's an old adage, if you're not taking flak, you're not over the target. That played through my mind for years, decades even. Are we not over the target? What was wrong? I began to develop a complex. Everyone else was able to make the list. Why not us? Then, just when we were beginning to feel that it would never happen, it finally did. We made the list. We finally received the recognition we deserved, and we would wear it as a badge of honor. What am I talking about? The Montana Family Foundation was recently added to the list of LGBT hate groups by none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center, that venerable bastion of morality that stands in firm opposition to every God-ordained value that has made this country great. In making the list, we take our rightful place among other out-of-touch hate groups, such as Focus on the Family, the Family Research Council, the Heritage Foundation, and Moms for Liberty. Our crime? Standing boldly for God's immutable truths in Montana's legislature and courts. Now, obviously I'm being somewhat facetious, but it's just too much fun, or it would be if it didn't carry some dangerous ramifications. All joking aside, let me just say up front that there are few organizations that I despise more than the Southern Poverty Law Center. What began as a small, respectable law office in 1971, focused on fighting poverty and racial discrimination, has morphed into a woke behemoth fully funded by the radical left and now weaponized against nearly every conservative organization in the U.S. To make their list is not hard. You simply have to stand for Christian values and the principles that made this country great. And what is making the list get you? At the very least, you may have trouble getting insurance or banking services. At the worst, there could be deadly consequences. Many organizations have had their insurance canceled or their bank accounts closed for speaking out against the politically correct left-leaning party line. And the key word is speaking. For an organization supposedly formed to take on First Amendment constitutional rights, they certainly seem to despise our First Amendment right to speak freely. Just saying that homosexuality or homosexual marriage violate God's laws, or saying that transgender male athletes competing against female athletes is unfair, is enough to get you added to the list. As I said, being added to the list can simply be an annoyance, but in extreme cases, it can be deadly. Why? Because the list makes the organization a target for mentally unstable people. Case in point, in November 2010, the Southern Poverty Law Center added the Family Research Council to its list of hate organizations, right along with neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan. This influenced Floyd Lee Corkins to attack the FRC in 2013. According to court testimony, Corkins entered the lobby of the FRC headquarters in Washington, D.C., where he shot Leo Johnson, an unarmed security guard. Despite being wounded, Johnson subdued Corkins and prevented him from accomplishing his stated goal of killing as many FRC employees as possible. Corkins was later sentenced to 25 years in prison. These are the very real consequences of being added to a hit list maintained by a left-leaning political organization that deems itself the keeper of moral virtue. That said, we won't be intimidated. We will continue to speak God's truth in Montana's public arena, and for us, being added to this list truly is a badge of honor. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.